Perhaps in the past I have shared with you how the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7, the Sermon on the Mount is central to my spirituality. And the Gospel reading last week, this week and the coming week, they're all taken from the Sermon on the Mount. And so the moment I read the Gospel, my temptation is immediately to go to the Sermon on the Mount and reflect on that, particularly what could be more important than Jesus' perspective on real human issues like anger, hate, murder, adultery, divorce, oaths. So even though the temptation was to directly go to these issues, I'm resisting that temptation, because if you look at the larger picture that the readings present today, they have a lot to do with commandments. Not the most interesting topic to talk about, but they're key, they're central to who we are as God's people. So I thought I would spend a little time talking about commandments in a way that we can connect to them as God's people. Connect to them a little more personally. Connect to them perhaps a little more passionately. So here are my 3 points for today. First of all, I want to talk about commandments as being more than laws. In the Old Testament, commandments represented something deeper. So for example, today's first reading says, "Immense is the wisdom of the Lord. He is mighty in power and all-seeing." In other words, the commandments gave the people of God not just laws, but the commandments gave the people an insight into God. And this is key. The commandments were an insight into God's wisdom. Hence the words, "Immense is the wisdom of the Lord." The commandments gave people an insight into God's power, an insight into God's vision for the world. Moreover, the commandments were an invitation to Israel to live life from God's perspective. And this is hard, because each one of us has our own perspective. We want to live life from our perspective, but we are being invited to sacrifice that and live life from God's perspective. So here's the opening verse of today's readings. "If you choose, you can keep the commandments." It's an invitation to live life from God's perspective. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you trust in God, you shall live. Now, for us in the Christian tradition, the commandments are more than laws. Perhaps this is why Jesus says to us in today's Gospel reading, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law. No, I have come to fulfill the law." Now, Jesus did not endorse legalism. You know, in fact, he's the opposite of legalism. Jesus did not endorse legalism. From Jesus' perspective, the commandments themselves do not save us. It's the God who is behind the commandments who saves us. So just keeping laws is not the issue. The issue is to discover the God beyond or behind the commandments. Hence, Jesus taught us to go beyond the commandments. He taught his disciples to look at the vision that the commandments were providing. When you look at the commandments, we see God's vision for the world, God's vision for humanity. It was a vision into God's wisdom, God's life, God's love, and God's care for us. So in reality, the commandments are a participation into God's life. The commandments connect us directly to God's life, because in them we discover God's wisdom, God's care, God's love for us. That's the first point. Let's move one step forward. Now, until Jesus came, there was God on one side, there were the commandments on the other, and people were invited to discover the God beyond the commandments, right? This is what I said in my first point. There's God, there are commandments, and we, by following the commandments, discover the God behind the commandments. Now, with Jesus' coming, there was a paradigm shift. Now, let me explain that. When we look at Jesus, we see what I'm calling the personification of the commandments. In other words, commandments become a person, not just written words. Jesus is the giver of the commandments. Jesus is the commandments. Jesus is the fulfillment of the commandments. So, same words that I spoke in my first point. Jesus says, I did not come to abolish but fulfill the commandments. Jesus is the fulfillment of the commandments. As he reminds us in today's gospel, he came to fulfill the law. Most of all, we learn through Jesus that love is the fulfillment of the law. Laws by themselves don't save us. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Jesus fulfilled the commandments by bringing all the commandments under two. Love God, love your neighbor. On the cross, we see Jesus fulfilling these two commandments. And by fulfilling those two commandments, he fulfilled all the commandments. And that's what I mean by that Jesus is the personification of the commandments. So what's the paradigm shift? What's the paradigm shift? The paradigm shift is this, that we do not have to focus on the commandments themselves. Don't get me wrong. We don't have to fulfill on the commandments themselves. All we have to do is imitate Christ, because he is the fulfillment of the commandments. And this is freedom. This is liberating. We are not focusing on all the time on crossing our T's and dotting our I's. What we're really doing is loving like he loved. Because that is the fulfillment of the law. And that's the paradigm shift. All we have to do is imitate Christ. To follow the commandments is to walk in the footsteps of Christ. Thirdly, having said all that, we still have to deal with the issues that Jesus brings before us today. There are four areas that Jesus brings for consideration of his disciples: anger, adultery, divorce, and oaths. As we hear Jesus' words, for example, in my own life, I'm compelled to examine my conscience when it comes to these four areas. I have gotten angry. Sometimes unreasonably. I'm guilty of that. Perhaps there are people here in this congregation who have committed adultery. I hope not. And perhaps there are people in this congregation who have been victims of adultery. Surely there are people who are here who have experienced divorce. Never easy. And surely there are those here who have experienced someone not keeping their oath. Infidelity in words and in actions. What are we to make of the demands that Jesus makes of us in these four areas? Even though we have all experienced these in our lives. First of all, I think Jesus is giving us a prevision into the kingdom of God. Imagine a world without rage. Imagine a world without violence, without murder and infidelity. Imagine how good it would be if we had one day when nobody killed somebody. Imagine a world where there would be no need of divorce because every human person lives their marital commitment to their best. Imagine that. Imagine a world where every person acts with integrity, with truth and honesty. The Sermon on the Mount gives us a peek into eternity. If we can imagine this world where there is no violence, no infidelity, no breakup of relationships, no children getting hurt, everybody is truthful and honest and just, well, that's heaven, isn't it? That's where we hope to be, isn't it? If heaven was not different than what it is here on earth, then why bother? So the Sermon on the Mount, in one sense, gives us a peek into what the future is. However, Jesus is not merely showing us the future. In reality, Jesus is saying that heaven is a possibility even now. And we must strive for that. Yes, this is an imperfect world. And yes, we are imperfect people. Yes, sometimes we are unfaithful, sometimes we get angry, sometimes relationships break. It's all that is true. But we can still strive to do what we pray in the Sermon on the Mount, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So the Sermon on the Mount is not merely an invitation to look into the future, but an invitation to all of us to strive to follow the commandments. By which we mean to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Just because we are imperfect should not prevent us from striving to live the life to which the commandments lead us. Because when we do so, when we make an effort, when we strive our best to live the way Jesus lived, then we make Jesus present in our midst. And there is the kingdom of God. So, the commandments, not just laws, they're an insight into who God is and how we can connect with God in the most intimate way, especially to live the commandments as Jesus taught us. So let's be grateful that God communicates to us through the commandments, that God shows God's face to us through the commandments, and most of all, that God invites us to live like God Himself has lived. As I said, we are imperfect people, but we have a God who is with us. In this Eucharist, Christ gives Himself to us, gives us God's Spirit, gives us the strength and the courage to live the life to which God is leading us. Let us choose life. Let us choose God. Let us choose to be faithful to God's commandments. People of God said. Amen.